Hello, welcome to the self-learning platform by Dr. Sushma Singh. Today we start Unit 9, Ethnic Movements, with special reference to tribals. And our topic of discussion is Ethnic Movements with special reference to tribals. In the earlier section, we have studied about the ethnic movements in general, specifically regarding the known tribals. In this section, we will study about the ethnic movements of the tribals of India. In fact, the tribal provide the most appropriate examples of the ethnic movements in the country. In their case, almost all factors, both real and imagined, which the tribal communities share among themselves, culture, customs, language, race, religion, indigenous or otherwise, economic issues contribute to their mobilization. Even if that their mobilization starts with a single marker, it is the multiple markers which come to play their roles in the due course. Tribal ethnic movements find their expression in all forms, as discussed in the earlier section of this unit. Insurgency, protection of the culture and economy of the sons of the soil from the outside exploiters, succession from the Union of India, autonomy, movements or demands for the separate state, and ethnic conflicts and riots. The most common issues which account for the tribal's ethnic mobilization are perceived or real threat to their indigenous culture and economy, including the natural resources like minerals, forest, and modern market opportunities by the outsiders, non-tribals, middles classes, businessmen, moneylenders, bureaucrats. Their discrimination by the state, especially at the central levels and its representatives, central government employees, army, police, etc. Let us know who are tribals. Unlike the dual caste, there are differences among the scholars on the criteria to identify the tribals or the dual tribe. While the dual caste consists of the erstwhile untouchable caste placed in the lowest rung of the Hindu society, the tribals follow multiple religions in the country: Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, or their indigenous religions. However, there is almost an unanimity among the scholars on certain characteristics of the tribals. The principle of these characteristics are as follows. Their close association with nature, mainly the forest, relatively traditional means of cultivation and less developed market, near absence of the rigid division within the community and discrimination on the basis of birth, unlike the caste division among the Hindus, presence of the traditional chiefs or headmen, and better position of women as compared to the known tribals, attachment or reversions to traditional customs and cultures. Article 342 of the Constitution attributes isolation, backwardness, and cultural distinctiveness as the characteristics of the rural tribes. These characteristics, however, have undergone changes as a result of modernization, education, impact of Christianity on many tribes, changing cropping pattern or penetration of market, economic differentiation and emergence of middle classes, and in some cases decline in the authority of the traditional chiefs. These changes have given rise to the ethnicization of tribes reflected in their ethnic movement. Article 342 mentions 212 scheduled tribes in the country. The tribes are found in all parts of the country, all states of the North, East, India, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Rajasthan, Jharkhand, Gujarat, Dadra Nagar Haveli and Lakshadweep Island. The tribes of Indian Northeast are called frontier tribes and those of other parts of the country are called non-frontier tribes. Of the entire tribal population, 11% are found in Northeast India and 89% are found in other regions. Tribes have been involved in the collective action for one or the other goals. Now the next topic is tribes of Northeast India or the frontier tribes. Northeast India as the single region has the largest number of tribal population in the country. They follow different religions, especially Christianity, Buddhism, Hinduism, and indigenous religious tenets. They can further be divided into plain and hill tribes. Almost all states of Northeast India have witnessed one or the other form of ethnic movements. In this subsection, we will deal with some ethnic movements with examples from states of Northeast India, Nagaland, Assam, and Meghalaya. It is important to note ethnic issue of Northeast India are related to the geographical factor, its regional dimensions. Though there are differences among different tribes of Northeast India in terms of their cultural practices, they share common experience of deprivation due to their regional location. A large amount of literature exists on the Northeast which seeks to explain the ethnic problems of the region. But there are wide differences in the discourse on explaining the ethnic issue of the region. And the divide in the discourse also reflect on the basis of the formation of the ethnic identities and the movements in the regions. The problems of the Northeast region, insurgency, autonomy movements, ethnic conflicts, riots, etc. have been explained by mainly two perspectives. First, the modernization or development, nation-state building perspective, and second, the federation building perspective. The followers of the first perspective largely argue that the problems of the Northeast are related to the issue of nation-state building. Conflict between the new middle classes, especially among the tribals of the region, which has emerged as a result of the modernization or development or transition or democratization. With the traditional leadership, inability of the system to meet their rising aspirations of this group. The main advocates of this perspective are S.K. Chaubey, B.P. Singh, B.Z. Waghish, and Maron Weiner. Most of these writers do not hail from the reason. The second perspective is actually the critique of the first one and is available in the writings of the scholars who hail from the reason. The principal adherents of this perspective are Sanjeev Barua, Udham Sharma, Sanjay Hazarika, Sajaz Nag, M.P. Bhezrohwa. They argue that the problems of the Northeast India arose because the national leadership overlooked the perspective of the people of the region in their quest for nation building. In order to build nation state, the central government adopted stepmotherly treatment towards the Northeast, ignored the periphery and the smaller nationalities, shown arrogant attitude towards them, have been indifferent to the human rights violation in the region. They argue for a federation building perspective in place on the nation state building perspective. Challenge of the ethnicity to federalism. Discourse on the Northeast India in Akhtar Masjid. The need for a federation building perspective has been most prominently underlined by Sanjeev Barua in his book India Against Itself, Assam and the Politics of Nationality and Durable Disorder, Understanding the Politics of Northeast India. Let us now discuss some of the examples of ethnic movements of tribals in Northeast India in our next lecture. Now we want to wind up this lecture and thank you so much for your attention.